This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Pow! Glad to be here with you. Oh, man, I got to tell you, I get charged up when I know you're out there listening, paying attention. Many folks are. In fact, I got a note. Oh, you know, well, let me do a little more housekeeping before we do that. KJRadio.com. I did say that, right? Mr. Are you paying attention, producer? Okay. Anyway, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So you guys are paying attention. I know you are. You send me a lot of mail. Good stuff. Sometimes you challenge me, which is good, and I want to talk about a challenger this very second. There's a guy by the name of Roy who messaged me, and he says, Kevin, on 724's show, you were talking in general terms about what or who white people, quote, care or know about relative to the O.J. Simpson attention recently. KJ, you said flat out that no white persons knew the name of the incarcerated former receiver from the Colorado Buffalo football team by way of the Carolina Panthers. Thanks for that history lesson on this guy's career. Albeit briefly, let me read that again because I added my own commentary. KJ, he said flat out that no white person knew the name of the incarcerated former receiver from the Colorado Buffalo football team by way of the Carolina Panthers, albeit briefly, but you're wrong. I get a bit sick when I think of this little gutless bastard Ray Carruth, and why can I know about him and his story? Question mark. For whatever reason, I heard it and followed it and remembered it, and I'm a white 61-and-a-half-year-old male. You can stop with a half. Army vet. Conservative who heard you saying over the top racial profiling stuff and you were wrong. So there. Okay, Roy. So I responded back to Roy and I said, good for you, Roy. You are in the 0.00001% of the population who can name Ray, he had misspelled it, R-A-E, note spelling, Carruth. Here's a bet. Can you name his girlfriend who he killed without Googling her name? Huh? Nicole Brown Simpson? The point, Roy, was nobody cared that Ray Carruth killed his wife because it didn't have all the trappings of the OJ story. It didn't have the high-profile black athlete killing his beautiful white wife in the Hollywood stuff. It was Ray Carruth killing who knows. I know this, she was black and she was pregnant. So look, I'm not trying to racially profile. What I'm explaining, or what I was trying to explain, is that society looks at things very different. For the record, conservatives don't care. I don't care any more about Nicole Simpson's, or I should say less, about Ray Carruth's girlfriend's death than I do Nicole Simpson. That's the point of it. That's the point of conservatism. Two women died, likely at the hands of bad men. But the left cares. And that's why you know of OJ. That's why we're talking about the racial elements of OJ. You know, look, I debated this on Jesse Waters, and I think it's silly that Jesse Waters is asked the question, what do black people think about OJ getting out? Woof. Really? I mean, that's what Jesse Waters thinks is on the book. I can see there are black people all over America. You know, OJ getting out, what we going to do? We going to barbecue? What we going to do? It's silly. The bigger question is, why is it that OJ's case got put into the forefront versus any other case? How many black dudes, notable, have beaten, killed, or whatever, their wives or girlfriends? I mean, it's not like it's a strange phenomenon. I hate to admit that, but it's not. And by the way, it's not a strange phenomenon for white dudes have done it. But let me tell you this. It's very rare that you, if I were to say right now, hey, there was a professional athlete, a white athlete, that killed his girlfriend. Y'all all be out there, if anybody remember, somebody Google it quick. But we know OJ. And we know it for a reason. We know it because the left love to make these types of scenarios. Black guy with, you know, prominent black athlete with a white chick. Okay. That was a strange thing during the time of O.J. That was a polarizing thing for black folks. O.J.'s been black his whole life. There's nothing. Orenthal J. Simpson. O.J. The Juice. It ain't like O.J. got the white man's accent.
O.J. talk like this. Hey, I'm on my way. O.J.
Like he's trying to be Barack Obama. Well, you know, back when I was at Harvard. And then you get around black people and start talking like this here. O.J. talks like O.J. He's never put on. O.J.'s been black his whole life. He's been an athlete and an amazing athlete his whole life, and he got treated special that way. But he didn't get treated special for any other... He didn't get treated special because he's married to a white chick. In fact, O.J. was a pariah among whites and blacks. He was a groundbreaking black dude in that regard. And he was a groundbreaking black dude for many others, like Shannon Sharp with his big mouth.
O.J., he ain't never been black.
Yes, he has. He's been as black as anybody else, but he's been on another spectrum of black that Shannon Sharp is probably jealous of. Why are you going to tell? Oh, why? Would O.J. have been blacker had he married a black woman? Would that have made O.J. seriously any more black? No. He got the same DNA, whether he marries a black woman or a white woman. And what he did was he bucked the system of the 60s or 70s whenever he married Nicole Brown Simpson. And by the way, that chick was a dish. Why wouldn't you want to marry her? She's beautiful. Oh, she wasn't black enough? What, should she have been a Dolezal? What if she professed to be black, Shannon Sharp? See, you can, when you take liberalism, you can spin it on its head. I tell you what, Shannon Sharp, how do you know that she wasn't black? This is a white chick who married a black dude in a time when it wasn't that cool. She professed to be black for all intents and purposes. So why can't you just say O.J. was with a black chick? I mean, if we're going to go all Dolezal on each other, why don't we take it back to that time frame? But the bigger issue with Jesse Waters is he should have been discussing the stupid racism that exists in the black community. Oh, by the way, and the stupid racism that doesn't allow Roy to know the chick's name who Ray Carruth killed. And Roy, don't lie and tell me you knew her name. So, see, you come on here, you better come correct, baby. But I like Roy, because at least he responded. But, Roy, you're not 61 and a half. Pick one. You're either 61 or you're 62. Come on, you're not 7 years old or seven and a half. Come on, bro. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm poking fun at Roy, but I like it when you guys respond. And you know what, Roy? We cool. We cool, man. You know, you cool. We good. Because I hope we're good. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Junkies. I want to talk about junkies. I want to hear some about... This is a funny story about junkies. I think it is. So we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It is The Kevin Jackson Show. You can reach us, 844-551-8255. We love hearing from you. And in fact, so we have the podcast. It's over at kjradio.com. You get it 24/7. You can actually hear the show live during that time, during the time that we're on air. I don't know what market you're in, but if you're getting the show like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something, you can get it earlier if you want to go to kjradio.com. Anyway, so one of the guys that calls me is a guy named Conrad out of New York. I mentioned him earlier in the broadcast. And Conrad, sharp dude. And anyway, he left me this message, and I want to explore just a little bit more. I mean, we got a ton to talk about. We really do. I'm going to talk about junkies. And, you know, here's another thing. If you guys want to do something kind of interesting, and I need you to do it right away, I'd like to know a couple things. I'd like to know television concepts. If you were to do your own TV show, or what's a show that interests you, what do you think would be an interesting show today in politics, pop culture, that kind of thing? And what ideas would you like explored? Because I'm putting some stuff together for Fox, and I want to have a lot of ideas around this. And so send us a note at kjradio.com. there, you can go there and contact me. And I'd love to know your thoughts on what... See, I looked at a whole series of things like Ridiculousness, if you've ever seen that show, World's Dumbest Criminals, America's Funniest Videos, you know, a whole hodgepodge of things. And I wanted to... I said that the format show of, like, coming on, doing the talking points like O'Reilly, and then, you know, three guests, and then covering the topics of the day, that's good. You know, it's formulaic. It works. But I also believe that there are things that can work better if you have a lot more choices. If the audience doesn't quite know exactly what's going to happen, sure, you got to do the monologue, if you will. That's hardly changed over the years from the time of, you know, Jack Parr. But once you get beyond that, it becomes variety. And I'm not, you know, in the terms of like a Carol Burnett show, but not comedy, and not full comedy, certainly humor. And then you just start looking at the different elements that you would plug into your other blocks. I think that would be an interesting show. That's just my personal opinion. But I'd love to get yours, because I don't like it when my team is the only thing we're working on it. I like it when you guys say, oh, no, Kevin, there's a show, you know, they do this or that, or this would be really cool. And topic-wise, I'd really like to know that. There's a lot of discussion, obviously, around race. I've built a pseudo-career around talking about issues related to the black community. I don't believe there's a black community. I really don't. I believe we have an American community. And then when you start looking at the different strata in terms of economic opportunity and things like this, you start getting variants. And then people can peel themselves out and create a subculture that makes themselves the black community or the Muslim community or the Asian community. And that's when things get dangerous. Because we are one community that understands that there are going to be people all along the economic strata. Anyway, I made some comments. I don't know what show, because neither did Conrad. But I want to play what Conrad sent me in a voicemail message. So here's his message, and I'll explore it a little bit more before we talk about the junkies.
Hey, Kevin. It's Conrad from New York again. I guess my third call now. This seems to be turning into a weekly check-in. I'm about a week behind in show, so I'm listening to July 17th, where you discuss the tribulations of black youth who have to put on a facade of toughness, which no longer is a facade because it becomes a part of your personality. But I'm glad you broached this topic of how when you live in the hood, if you will, or the ghetto, that you have to maintain this animal kingdom like persona to survive in this urban Serengeti. And it's detrimental to our community, and it's debilitating to the black existence. I'm glad you broached this topic. And you asked an astute question. How do we change this mindset? How do we stop it? And I have some ideas, but it's really very foundational, because we've created a street culture that glamorizes this sort of thing and normalizes street culture and the thug lifestyle to the point that now it's legitimate. And when rappers are turning up on wildlife shows and their music is being embraced despite its vulgar theme, even if there's not vulgarity in the song, the theme is vulgar, we got a serious problem. So it has to be attacked at the foundation. We have to basically create a new culture to counter that culture. But that's a whole nother discussion. Great show. I don't want to be too verbose. Keep it up, and thanks for your time. Bye.
So first of all, I want to say thanks for calling, Conrad. Amazing commentary. And, you know, he's obviously a very intelligent man. And Conrad, I use that term. You can pick whatever gender you want to be, but you sound like a dude. But I love the commentary. I really did. And here's what I want to say. So Conrad's writing a book about this, and maybe he's already written it. And I know he's been talking to my team about doing some things on it. I took that part out of the conversation just because it's not that relevant. But I want to help him promote it. I think it's an amazing, it sounds like he's got some really good points on it. But here's what I want to finish talking about. It said in the black community, you have to have this bravado. So I was at a food chain, and I see this young black dude, and he's the employee of the month. I see his picture up on the plaque. And then he was going out to give food to one of the cars, like they had ordered and had to wait. So he was delivering food, and he comes back in, and he's a very affable young black guy, and, you know, it, just bubbly personality, and I can understand why he was Employee of the Month. And I remember just sitting there looking at him going, man, you'd be such a mark in the black community. Then, I'll tell you, I saw a story about a kid who was, you know, this guy wore his pants down, you know, below his butt, had dreads, and he was working at a company. And it turned out that he worked at this company during the day. Very nice guy, by the way. Super nice when you were there. And it turned out the story, this is here where I live. He ends up, he's a gang member by evening, but by day, he's a regular guy. I mean, he still wore his pants down and had the dress, but and I honestly don't remember the store. But he was a very nice guy. And it struck me then that, you know, we're living these, in many cases, these dual lives. Here, this kid that's Employee of the Month, when he leaves that store, that fast food joint, he better go home and put on a whole different face. He can't be Mr. Bubbly. And people, black folks know I'm telling the truth. I mean, you, around your core group of friends, you can let a little personality out, but you better stay tough. And to Conrad's point, you know, what do you do? You got to get to the source of it. And he talked about the rap culture where, you know, we've got this idea of thug life. I mean, we're probably the only people I know who have T-shirts and things dedicated to thug life. Who does this? Where do you get that mentality? Would you teach that to your kids?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Crazy too, though, because LA, you have bums out here and you have crackheads out here, and there's a difference, and you have to know the difference so you know how to respond. See, a bum will ask you for anything you can spare. A crackhead needs a specific amount. If you've ever found yourself in the following conversation, hey, you got $1.17? That's a crackhead.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I saw the story. It was amazing to me, and it hit me on so many levels. And I think you'll get it. I really do. But this guy, he's an entrepreneur, and he feels like he's giving back to his community. And as you hear this clip, I want you to just, you can feel he's oozing magnanimous, like, I've just done the most amazing thing. And this is why, that's how I know leftists. I've got these clues. See, leftists have tells. They let you know who they are. And this guy, and I'm going to just save it for, needless to say, the clip leading in tells you what we're going to be talking about here a bit. But I want you to just listen to this guy just for a little bit as he explains what he's doing and how important it is and all this. So here's the clip.
Is everybody ready?
A sunny Saturday.
Let's go.
Picking up trash, making the city of Gardner shine a bit brighter.
Trash everywhere.
The incentive?
Bring us back the full trash bag and we give them a gift of cannabis.
You heard that right. A gift of cannabis. Local medical marijuana caretaker Dennis Meehan and his family are using their brand new business to clean up the community.
Colorado, there was a town that did this and they had, you know, great response to it. So I was hoping to do the same thing in Maine.
Here's how it works. Grab a trash bag.
You've never been so excited for trash.
Fill it with trash from around town. Return it to the store.
I have my bag of trash.
And get your bag of marijuana free of charge.
Something that caregivers do all across Maine that very few people know about is their families sacrifice, make huge sacrifices every week for others to live a better quality of life.
For Meehan and his family, this day of service isn't only about cleaning up town, but educating people about what he says is a life-changing substance.
Welcome back, everybody. Every time I hear it, I think, this guy's just like, he's just so serious about it. You know, and the girl who's doing the announcement, making the city just a little bit brighter. She's all chipper. And, you know, look at what is going on here. Let me tell you, here's the difference. If you're selling dope in the hood, you ain't making the city bright. The perspective of this would completely change except it's Colorado, where they've legalized dope selling. And they made $500 million in taxes. They are beaming in Colorado. For the record, I don't care. I don't care if you want to buy nasty, smelling, stank butt marijuana and you want to smoke that crap. Just don't do it around me. Stuff is nasty, man. I remember growing up as a kid going to my uncle's house who sold dope. The whole time I've known him, he sold dope. And you go in that house and it was like, man, golly, it smelled like a homeless shelter. And no offense to the homeless, but it does. Making the city just a bit brighter. Dennis Meehan and his family. Yeah, you know, and his family, they had, the announcer had to let you know, it wasn't just him, it's his family. This is a family affair. You know, that makes it better for the left. It's not just this dope dealer. No. It's him and his kids. Everybody's involved. Mama. Look at the little lady with the holding the baby. And the baby's got a joint in its mouth, maybe. I'm just saying. He sounds so, you know, and caregivers. I mean, families make huge sacrifices for others to have a better quality of life. I mean, you know, how can I give back? I'll give them dope. I mean, this is a funny story. This is where I want to be out doing stand-up. Because let me tell you, it sounds good. He's cleaning up the neighborhood. But has he really thought it through? Because here's the thing. First, if I'm a pothead, I'm thinking, dude, place is kind of nasty around here. Why don't somebody pick it up, put in a trash bag or two, and then take it over to old Dennis. Get us a couple more nickel bags. I mean, come on, right? Hey, good idea. Way to go, Kev. Who's going to go? I don't know. So here's my point. You don't have to pick up trash in the streets to get your bag of dope from Dennis. Unless Dennis has rules. Dennis is going to sort through your trash. Hey, these are pizza boxes. These are beer cans. You know, these are liquor labels and envelopes from your past due bills. This isn't cigarette butts and hypodermic needles. Who do you think you are bringing this crap over here to me to get my dope? Dennis has a thing. Or, you know, maybe Dennis is collecting aluminum cans and to help his pop. He doesn't need to help his pop business, man. Pop business is booming, right? You guys don't smoke. Nah, I knew it. I've never smelled any dope on you, and I have a dope-sensitive nose. Seriously. I found dope in a rental car one time. I had a marijuana under the seat. I was looking for a pen that fell underneath, and I looked underneath there, and it looked like a dog turd, like a dried dog turd. It was dope. And the minute I picked that bag, I was like, oh, Lord, it's dope. Who's setting me up? I was looking around for Nancy Pelosi. Second about Dennis. I'm just saying, Dennis hasn't thought this through. Hey, Dennis, how about getting people jobs so they can buy their pot versus being at the mercy of the Dennis Meehan family? Come on, Dennis, teach a man to fish. Don't just be giving him fish. Maybe you could hire somebody to learn how to be a grower. Surely inside his business, he's feasting. I'm telling you right now, Dennis is making a lot of money in pot. And I know this because I've researched this, and the pot business is actually rather racist, according to the left. See, I have no interest in being in the pot business. But if a brother did have interest in being in a pot business, it's a cash business, because now they're cracking down on, the Fed won't let you have a bank. So you have to have lots of cash. It's a cash business. And you're doing business under the radar in some strange kind of ways. I'm being honest. This is very true. They won't let you have bank accounts and stuff like this. So these people, I read a story about a very wealthy white lady that says, yeah, I'm fortunate I can get in this business because I got lots of money. And you know it was her husband that funded it. Feminist. Go ahead. Get mad at me, feminist. She didn't get her money through normal means. She got her money through divorce. Or she got her money through some rich, fat cat white dude who's going to let her do what you want. You know, Biffy wants to be in the pot business. What are we going to do? I mean, you know, there you go. It helps feed the kids' habits. Oh, man. What about this? The idea that Your town, Dennis Meehan, is such an armpit to begin with, where you need secondhand trash men in the way of potheads. What is the city doing to pick up trash in your town when Dennis goes, this town is so filthy. You know, it's amazing, but I've come up with a great idea. I'm going to hire potheads. People that want to work for pot. It ain't we'll work for food. And by the way, this is true in Durango, Colorado, too. We'll work for pot. They don't have signs of we'll work for food. We'll work for pot. And then here's my other query about Dennis's, you know, little scheme here. What happens when your pot man gets lazy? Because, you know, it's that pot is not a drug that makes you want to go run 100 meters and beat Usain Bolt. I mean, it's kind of, you know, they become rather sloth-like. Hey, dude, what's up? I don't know. I'm too tired to look. You know, it's a Beavis and Butthead crowd. Ah, man. I mean, I'm just saying, when your city gets all jacked up again, what are you going to do? You're going to hire heroin addicts? And he thinks he's doing his civic duty. I mean, I'm serious, you guys. If you see the video, it's very serious for him. You know, oh my gosh. Hey, I tell you what, hire the Boy Scouts, Dennis. Maybe they'll pick it up for you for pot. And then they can go sell it right by the Girl Scouts selling their cookies. And Dennis says it's the medical marijuana rationale. That's why he's doing it. These people, some of these people need their medical marijuana and they can't afford it. They can't kill. So he makes them go pick up trash. If somebody has debilitating arthritis, I don't know what you use medical marijuana for, but let's say you got rheumatoid arthritis and medical marijuana helps. What, they got to work for their medical marijuana with their twisted limbs? What's Dennis going to make them do? How long would it take grandma to earn a bag of weed, Dennis? I'm just saying, a week? Grandma's like, I had to work 90 hours to get my bag of trash. So Dennis could give her some dope. Give grandma her dope, Dennis.
Kevin Jackson's funny bone isn't just funny. It's dangerously hilarious. Against liberals.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Hey, guys, so what do you want to do? Should we just blast through quite a bit of this stuff? Because I'm telling you, there's a ton of things out there. Trump had a comment on Trump Care that I thought was kind of interesting. He had a comment on illegal criminals. There's a representative. We've profiled this guy, Luis Gutierrez, who has said some very incendiary things about Trump. Maybe we should start there, because I think this guy is a danger to society. I think people that think like him need to be run out of this country. They need to be afraid to speak. Now we got to cover it, because now people are going, what's Kevin talking about? Yeah, well, here it is. Here's Luis Gutierrez.
The dreamers are not criminals. Those
have TPS are not criminals. The millions of undocumented workers that work every day, sweat and toil at some of the most miserable jobs in the United States of America are not criminals. We are going to determine, and history is going to determine who those criminals are. And for me, the major criminal that exists in the United States of America is called Donald Trump. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue at the White House. And we're going to take actions today, and we're going to take actions tomorrow, and there will soon be a majority in the House of Representatives, and I'm going to make sure that I'm there to make sure of one thing, that we write those articles of impeachment and take them to trial before the Senate and eliminate him as President of the United States of America.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. If you've got a legitimate reason to go after the president, go after him. Barack Obama, we had legitimate reasons to go after him. This guy essentially sold us down the river to the Muslim Brotherhood. He sold us down the river to this New World Order, special interest, you name it. It would be difficult for you to find some place where Barack Obama did not just completely distort what America's about. Whether it's tax policy. Now, look, I know leftists will disagree, but I'm saying when you get to the point where there's no incentive to do better, that's not an American value. And don't misunderstand me. I get that there are people out there who are greedy and they just want to make millions and billions of dollars and not give back. And I think those people suck. As human beings, they're people of low character. There comes a point where you've made so much money in your life, the game is over. You know, it's like Bill Gates. Well, when I die, I'll give it all away. Okay, you sell out. Give it all away now. Or at least keep $2 billion and give away 70. You'd be okay. I mean, you might have to tighten the belt a little bit. But think about where you were. Here's what I want you to consider as you listen to me talk about this. Wherever you are, your status in life right now. You got a nice home. You got some cars. You know, kids are going to school, whatever. And let's say you're living on $250,000 a year. And for a lot of people, that's pretty substantial. And suddenly, you've gone to where you're no longer buying Lexus. You can actually go out and you can buy yourself a Bentley, or you can buy yourself, instead of a $70,000 or $100,000 car, you could buy $250,000 cars, and it's not a big deal. So you're $250,000, now you're up to $1 million. Okay? Then suddenly, you go from $1 million to $10 million. So in a period of 2 years, you've gone from $250,000 annual income to $10 million. You may get a little nicer house or whatever. Here's my point. What if the next step is $100 million? I would say that looking at a home that you might buy, I'll use my situation as an example. There's a house in Arizona that's $1 million. It's beautiful. Infinity pool. It looks over on a lake and all that. I can't afford that house. I can afford a lot less house. But let's say for the sake of discussion that the house I could afford right now is $250,000. And then I move up to that $1 million home, which is a nice home. I don't need a home larger than that. I don't need more than that. And look, I'm not telling you to settle. I'm just telling you that there comes a point where you go, how much more house can I have? How much more car can I have? There are people that have 40, 50 automobiles, collectors. I get it. If you want to pass it down, you want to make a museum, I understand. But if you're just out buying stuff to buy stuff, it doesn't make sense. But it's your prerogative. And all I'm saying is there comes a point where you say, okay, Bill Gates, he could have every, collectible car on the planet, and he'd still have billions of dollars left over. So I would say to Bill, figure out what it takes for you to survive if you were just, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man crazy, and then give the rest away. It's 70-something billion dollars. I think it's pretty safe to say if you gave away $50 billion, I'm not talking about little by little doling it out. You say, I want this $50 billion to go to Kevin Jackson. Do it, Bill. But we have the Bill and what's her name, Gates Foundation, whatever her name is. Amy or Amanda or something, and we give out $1 million. By the time they give out $1 million, they've made $2.7 million. So it's just this ending, never-ending cycle of making money. And where's that money coming from? It's coming from somebody poor. Somebody who's paying outrageous interest rates over something else. And Bill Gates is like, yeah, well, my money is, you know, his money is dirty. Most of these rich people, these super rich leftists, their money is dirty. It's coming off of crazy mortgages, you know, and you know, poor people having to pay more for stuff that rich people don't. Go apply for credit. If you make money and you have good credit, you can get a car loan for 0% interest for whatever length of time. If you got bad credit, your interest rate might be 5%. There's a guy right now, he advertises, I'll finance anybody at 18.99%. What a used piece of crap. Yeah, these people making money off of other people, fractional pennies, as I mentioned before. Leftism wants to make money throughout the spectrum. It's looking for you to give me that $5, that $7, that $25, that $87 that you just dismiss. I got to pay it. That's what it's looking for. So, you know, when I listen to these guys, and I'm going to go back to this Luis Gutierrez, who is a complete flake, anti-American. And in fact, let's play this. We did a teachable moment over a guy, Gochez, who's a teacher. And here's what he had to say about, the United States and Mexico and some other stuff. And it was one of our teachable moments.
Class, it's time once again for the Blacksphere.net's teachable moment.
Teachable moment.
If you'd gone to college, you could have really been something.
I could have calibrated those words differently.
Did you know you're the cause of illegal immigration, you evil capitalist imperialist swine?
It's not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
So says a young firebrand named Gochez, speaking to young people in Southern California, which, by the way, he says...
It's stolen, occupied Mexico.
As always with capitalism, the problem really is...
racist white people.
And the solution, as always, is a group called...
The Raza!
The Race. And his favorite democratically elected leader...
Our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz!
Wackos of the world unite! That's Ron Gochez, social studies teacher, Santee High School, Los Angeles, California.
This ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
For more, log on anytime to theblacksphere.net. Class dismissed.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That was the work of the great Dave Perkins. Dave's retired now, but boy, I sure wish Dave would come out of retirement. He's does some amazing stuff. Dave finds these obscure things and lets you know, but I want you to think about when you're listening to Gochez, who teaches at a high school in California, I want you to think of the passion that he had that was anti-us, all right? And then I want you to think about Luis Gutierrez and the passion that he had in being anti-Trump and being anti-American and being anti-conservative and saying, you know what, talking about all this nonsense. America is America. It is our country. And I don't know how anybody else may feel about the investment made by our forefathers, but I'll tell you this. I've invested my whole life in this country. And I'll be doggone if somebody's going to come along and go, oh, you don't deserve it because there's some obscure Mexican that deserves it more than I do. And he should be able to come over here and we should make him a citizen or her a citizen of this country just because. Any more than I would disrespect the Mexicans by going to Mexico and saying, this is my country. Y'all don't even know. This was part of Africa years ago when it was Pangea. It was all us. It was nobody but the black man. The black man was the first man on earth. And they would be looking at me like, he's crazy. Yeah, and I would be. These people are dangerous. And they speak out. And you know what I loved the most about our Cinco de Mayo last year? Mexicans were afraid to come out. The illegals were afraid to come out. Because they were like, oh, we could get deported. You're doggone right you could. And you should be.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.